Well, we meet again. It's just Jackie, coming to you with a new quote, a gentle rant, or maybe a little nugget of wisdom from a girl who spent her childhood nestled at the feet of her elders. Let's see what we have for you today. Okay, you're done with the sponsor segment for now, so let's talk about this little gem for today. This little gem resulted from having a little conversation with my little phone ministry partner, and it reads, "You are the author of your peace. You're the author of your own peace." Let's talk about that for a second. Many of us find ourselves worrying about every little thing. And what is interesting to me is that we worry about things that are absolutely, completely outside of our control. I mean, completely outside of our control. For instance, if there is a storm going on. Now, rest assured, I do believe in the power of prayer. We can pray about the safety of our loved ones. We can pray that, you know, the storm ends up in a field or over water or not tearing up houses. All of that is absolutely valid. Okay? And so do that. But here's the deal. When you start freaking out, you're worrying, you're getting yourself upset, your blood pressure is up, your pulse is at 150, you're about to have a stroke. And then when the storm is over, you find out all your family's okay, life is good, we're moving on. You know, what good did it do you besides interfere with your physical well-being? Here's another example. JoJo, Johnny, George, whatever. Susie, Sally, Jenny, whatever the name wanna be. Tamika, whatever you wanna go with. That person is about to end a relationship with you. Whatever the relationship, from friendship to intimate, whatever. They're ending a relationship with you. They've ended it. It's over. We're done. You can spend all this time freaking out about, oh my gosh, what about, what if, da da da. You can go through all that and never change the mind of a person, because you cannot change a person's mind. People change their own mind. You can't make people feel a certain way. Okay, people have feelings. And they choose how to use them. Let's say you have a job and, you know, you have, I don't know, four pieces to this project. But a couple of the pieces rely on other people. You need other people to do the thing. Now, yes, you need to hold the person accountable. But guess what? If they don't do it, you can't make them. So you got to choose what you want to do. Okay, let's say you have a lot of things on your to-do list. Okay, and then you look at them, you start, oh my gosh, I got to get all this done today. Do you really? Do you really have to? Is it necessary for your next breath? Like, if I don't get all of these things checked off on my list, will I just stop breathing? No, I'm not. And so I'm saying you are the author of your peace, because there are things within the realm of your control. And you make sure that those things within the realm of your control are aligned with your peace. If I have 36 things on my list, my to-do list, see, I'm going to freak out by the end of the day because I won't get them all done. Or I can say, you know what? I have 36 things on this list. Whatever I get done today is what I got done today. Everything else moves over to the next day, because the world isn't going to come to a halt because I did not get my to-do list done. I didn't check them off. I didn't send the email. I didn't reply. Whatever the case may be, it didn't happen, because you are the author of your peace. Things that are outside of your control, you know, the best thing you can do, say a prayer and move on. Say a prayer. And remember, when you say the prayer, you're not praying to yourself, because you have no control. Remember? You're praying to the sovereign one who does. And so We're going to just trust that however God wants to work that out is how it's going to get worked out. But I'm going to say the prayer. I'm up, I'm out, I'm done. That's it. So you author your peace. When you find yourself worked up, anxious, worried, upset, that's not anybody else. That's you. You're doing that. You can't say, oh my gosh, my boss is, no. You're allowing your boss to. You can't say, my wife, my partner, my spouse, my, no. You're choosing to allow that to happen. Oh my gosh, these kids are driving me crazy. No. You're choosing to allow that to happen. You are the author of your peace. Author it well. Okay. Until next time. Until next time, don't allow the world or others to define you. Your creator has already done a perfect job of that. Be just who you were purposed to be. Bye.